So you're looking for a movie that isn't the latest iteration of the Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean, or Despicable Me franchises? If so, Claudia Puig has some suggestions for you. Claudia is president of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. Claudia, thank you very much for rescuing us from the summer retread circuit.
My pleasure.
So, Claudia, start with a film that opened this past week, Baby Driver. It stars Ansel Elgort, of Fault in Our Stars fame, as a wunderkind driver who gets lured in as a wheelman for various heists. We've got a clip of it now. In this scene, he meets a curious waitress at a diner. The waitress is played by Lily James.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. You drive around important people.
I guess I do.
Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
Well, aren't you mysterious?
Maybe.
Maybe?
This is really the blast of energy that we need to kick the summer movie season into high gear. I think that this is definitely the film for people who think they've seen every kind of car chase that's already been done. they'll see new ones, and these are choreographed to music. So it's like an action musical. Edgar Wright, the director, syncs up the visuals with these perfectly calibrated beats of car chases and rhythms, and even the dialogue is kind of syncopated.
And so you're seeing, you know, some of the other stars, John Hamm, Kevin Spacey, or Jamie Foxx, are they all, belting it out?
Oh, no, they don't sing. Nobody's singing. It's an action movie, a heist caper to a musical soundtrack, so that the movements and the car chases are to a very eclectic musical score.
So I like the pair up, at least in theory, you can tell us in practice, of actress Salma Hayek and John Lithgow. They're in a film, Beatrice at Dinner. Hayek is a Mexican-American practitioner of alternative medicine, and she meets up with a man named Doug, who is a self-important billionaire. They met up at a client's party. Here's a scene where they really hit it off.
Well, when I first came to the United States a long time ago...
Did you come legally?
Yes.
Now, how'd that work?
I had family here on my mother's side. My grandmother died and...
They're all citizens or...
Ah, Doug, what, you work for the INS? You're grilling her.
I'm curious. A lot of people come here illegally. I was interested in how she did it.
Okay. Oh, you just see the sparks flying. What a future they have together. How'd you like it, Claudia?
I liked it. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. There are moments where you're kind of squirming like that, but I think it's the kind of squirming that perhaps we need to be doing these days. Watching it will, I think it, we had some great conversations, my husband and I, afterwards, and I just think that, you know, it will definitely kick off a lot of interesting discussion afterwards. It's timely.
It's timely, and actually, let me ask you about that. I mean, is it timely with the intent on being some kind of contemporary social commentary, or is it too soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not patterned after our president or anyone that we know particularly. It was done before he became president. And so the director, Miguel Arteta, who worked with Mike White, they did Chuck and Buck. He's been very quick to point out that it's not about him per se, the president, but it's about our increasingly polarized society. And I think it's fascinating, it's relatable, it's thought-provoking as a mirror of where we currently stand. And also, I think it's Hayek's best performance. It may earn her an Oscar nomination, and Lithgow as well. They're both excellent.
Beatrice at Dinner has a really contemporary feel. The next film we want you to talk about is based on a 14th century work. Tell us about The Little Hours.
This is just a hoot. This is nuns behaving badly or maybe acting like bratty millennials. It's based on the Decameron, the 14th century work, but the jokes and the attitude is 21st century. It's very irreverent, extremely irreverent. I understand that clips cannot be played on the air because it's so irreverent, but it's very funny. And you have some fantastic comic actors in it. The three nuns, young nuns, are played by Aubrey Plaza, Alison Brew, and Kate McCoochie. They're ill-tempered, they're gossipy, they're anything but God-fearing or, you know, holy. And then Dave Franco, who is this very attractive young man, comes into their midst and lust ensues. And then there's the Mother Superior, who is played by Molly Shannon. John C. Reilly plays this kind of bumbling priest who's assigned to the convent. And then you have others like Nick Offerman.
This is a great cast.
It's a fantastic cast. It's a really, really funny movie. Just hearing him say the word Guelph, remember that. he goes on these tirades against the invading Guelphs, and just, you know, that word alone will make you giggle. And it's shot on location in Tuscany, so it's beautiful on top of everything else. So I thought it was a lot of fun. I loved it.
That's The Little Hours. Claudia, summertime isn't usually the time for movies that would be considered Oscar contenders, but you've got a couple of films you think we might be hearing about around nomination time. Let's begin with one by Sofia Coppola, The Beguiled, which is set during the Civil War. It stars Nicole Kidman as the head of a girls' school in Virginia. We're going to listen to a little bit of it right now. In this scene, one of her students has come across a wounded Union soldier and brought him back to the school.
How did he get here?
He was all alone in the woods. I couldn't leave him there to die.
You know you're not supposed to go that far.
Is he dead?
No, not yet. Quick, we need to move him to the porch.
Like The Little Hours, this is also about several women for whom lust rises when a man comes into their midst. Nicole Kidman runs the school. Kirsten Dunst is a teacher. Elle Fanning is a student. Colin Farrell is the Union soldier who is wounded, who comes into their midst. This is a very sort of slowly simmering atmospheric thriller. It has kind of a Southern Gothic mood of ominous beauty. It's gorgeous, the production design, the costumes. And there's a sense of sort of simmering tension. You hear natural sounds. There's very little soundtrack, which is also, it really heightens the mood. You hear crickets chirping, and then you see this visual beauty. It's very well acted as an ensemble drama, and I think it's very effective as an atmospheric thriller.
Tell us about the Pakistani-American comedian Kumail Nanjiani, who has an autobiographical film called The Big Sick that's written by Nanjiani and his wife, Emily Gordon, about the early part of their relationship. Here's a scene where the two first meet. Emily is played by Zoe Kazan, is in the audience at one of Kumail's shows, and he approaches her afterwards.
I have to tell you that when you yelled at me, it really threw me off, and you really shouldn't heckle comedians. It's so rude.
I didn't heckle you. I just woo-hooed you. It was supportive.
Okay, that's a common misconception. Uh-huh. But yelling anything at a comedian is considered heckling. Heckling doesn't have to be negative.
So if I yelled out, like, you're amazing in bed, that'd be a heckle?
Yeah, it would be an accurate heckle.
Well, things aren't going too well there, but it's called The Big Sick, so I think that things go probably worse, huh?
They go worse before they get better, yes. This is a charming film. I think it's hard to imagine a more charming movie this year, maybe any, you know, in the last 5 years. It's the perfect blend of wit and heart and tenderness and intelligence and toughness. It really has an authentic feel. It touches also on, I think, rather timely territory, you know, because he is Pakistani-American. His family wants him to have an arranged marriage. He even makes some jokes about what it's like to be a Muslim in America today. And then also it has this extra added element. Holly Hunter and Ray Romano play her parents. She falls into a coma. This is not giving anything away. They've been out talking about this, and I think it's featured in the trailer. She falls into a coma, and so her parents come to sit by her bedside, and he's there as well. So it's also a little bit about his relationship with her parents, and that's something you don't see in many movies. I mean, you see Meet the Parents, you see sort of the comic exaggeration of those relationships, but you don't see it depicted in any kind of honesty. So there's a lot going on here, and it's wonderful. It's one of my favorite movies of the year.
That's The Big Sick. We want to leave you time to talk about one more film that you have seen, Okja, O-K-J-A, by the famed Korean director Bong Joon-ho. Tell us about it.
I really like this film. It's very offbeat, and I'm a big fan of Bong Joon-ho. I liked Snowpiercer a lot. I liked Mother, or The Host. This is different from all those films. It has been compared a little bit to E.T. in that it has a young girl and her beloved pig. But the pig is this massive animal that's been genetically modified and looks more like a hippo, actually, and with very soulful eyes and a very, very sweet face. And there's this multinational conglomerate that's headed up by Tilda Swinton, and she's really great in the role. It's kind of a role she was born to play, this very arch character. It's a family-owned multinational corporation that decides it wants to create these genetically modified animals for eventual slaughter and food. And so what they do is they disperse these animals around the globe to various farms and have them be raised for 10 years. So, of course, this girl bonded with her pet pig. And it's what ensues when they want to take the pig back. And she sets out on this rescue mission to make sure that they don't take the pig. It's on Netflix, so it's available to everybody.
Great. And just taking one step back, Claudia, is there kind of a theme to the films that you're seeing out right now for the summertime? Is there something that kind of unifies them or that's distinctly separating them?
Well, I would say that these particular films we've just discussed, these half dozen films, all kind of have a timeliness factor. I mean, when you talk about Oakjaw, you're talking about corporate America. And then in The Big Sick, you're talking about, you know, a cross-cultural romantic relationship. And also in Beatrice at Dinner, you're dealing with immigration and some very important timely cultural issues. So I would say all of these. And then they're quite female centric. The Little Hours centers around three women. The Beguiled is all about women and sort of how they deal with their various emotions and with lust. So I think there's a very kind of contemporary feel to all of these, even the one that's set in the 14th century. They're all dealing with current issues.
Thank you very much. We've been talking summer films that aren't quite sequels with Claudia Puig, president of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association, and we'll have all of Claudia's picks at hereandnow.org. So nice to talk to you. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.